Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for calling in. We always speak about the topic of anivus, of being humble, and we discussed the fact that, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was anav l'kol adam. He was the greatest and the most modest of all men. Perhaps people are aware of the fact that the Medrash tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, his head shone. He had the karnei hod, the karnei or. And his head shone, it radiated. And the Medrash tells us, or speaks about, where does that come from? Moshe Rabbeinu goes up onto a mountain, and he comes down, and his head, his forehead, his whole face was radiating. But where do you know that from? Where did he get it from? So the Medrash tells us that it was the ink left on the bottom of the pen, the kimush of a kolmos, that was then placed onto his head, that then reflected and shone. And the Horsham asked the question, what does this mean, the ink left on the bottom of his pen? So the Rechaim HaKadosh said that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote about himself, Anav Mikol Adam, he's the most modest of men. He wrote the word Anav, Ayin Nun Vav, without a Yud. He couldn't write about himself that he was modest, of his own modesty, so he wrote that word, but without the Yud. And it was that Yud, that ink left in the bottom of the pen, that modesty that shone so beautifully on his head, on his forehead, that people saw, that people were inspired by, that idea of anivus. We know the Gemara tells us that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and by all men, that when you see their greatness, that's where you find their modesty. God's greatness comes in the fact that he's mitzamtzim himself, makes himself small, and that a person's greatness imitates and mirrors that of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of anivus, of modesty. And a question could be asked, what does it mean to truly be a humble person, a person of anivus, a person of humility? What does that mean? Of course, on a simple level, what humility means is not think too much of yourself, not to be a person walking around with a braggadocio, a boasting, and I'm the best of this, I'm the top of that. Sometimes a currency that's used in the world, in athletics, or perhaps in business, or around money, are people who feel comfortable to pound their own chest. And humility, of course, is the opposite of saying, you know what, it's not really very important. I'm sure there are people better than I am to do that in a genuine way. That's, of course, humility. But humility is even more than that. Humility is a person who goes through their life really on a daily basis and sometimes even a moment-to-moment basis, and asking themselves, you know, God placed me in this situation, and how do I grow from it? What do I learn from it? How do I respond in a healthy type of way? Not a person who tries to control their life, not a person who feels that they're in charge of everything around them, but a person who goes through their daily existence and finding themselves in situations, finding that life has dealt them a certain hand, and just trying to respond with as much love and health, compassion, strength. I was in a situation last week, just very briefly, just the story went on and on, but our Ori is traveling up to Toronto in a couple weeks, and we realized he didn't have a passport. So Alana got together all the papers, and she had to get this notarized and do this and do that. And my mother booked a flight, and it was a whole commotion. And I drove down with all the paperwork in hand to Pennsylvania and the Poconos to get Ori from where he's in camp in Dorgolding. And we had to get a picture, we had to get a check. We were running around an entire day, you know, driving multiple hours. And we finally show up to the passport place to get the passport. And I take out my own passport because Ori is a minor, and I didn't have another picture ID on me. When I took out the passport, I gave it to them. I discovered that, in fact, it was not my passport. It was a passport belonging to Connie Bless. And we were sitting in the office after all of these hours and all of this preparation, and money was spent on a ticket. And here it is. I didn't have the right paperwork. And I asked the lady behind the counter, I said, can we work something else? And I'll show you a different ID. And I'll just, she said, nope, no, you need to have your passport. And I thought that I might lose it and just get very angry and very frustrated and stomp around a little bit and maybe get a little nasty and get all, you know, anxious and worried and what's my mother going to say? And Alana, you know, all those sort of natural responses when you're in situations like that. And I just reminded myself of this lesson of humility. You know, God placed me in a situation. I was brought to this situation. Now, how do I respond now in a healthy way, in a way that shows the best of who I could be and the best of mankind? And instead of getting angry, instead of getting frustrated, I say, you know, this is it. This is the situation, and let me just be benachas about it. And to some degree, not that I'm a humble person, but that is sort of the meat of humility, of wherever we find ourselves, just trying to grow from that. Shai Burstein sent me a beautiful text. I think maybe sent it to Susan. Susan sent it to me that Shai is now in Israel because Kovi's first year Yahrzeit is coming up in a couple of weeks from now. And they planted a vineyard in honor of Kovi. Kovi's Kerem, Kovi's vineyard in Israel, named after him with a sign. And when I got that picture of Shaya and Ariel in this vineyard with Kovi's name and a whole beautiful plaque remembering him, I thought to myself, what a beautiful statement of the humility and the beauty of the Burstein family, of taking just what is the worst tragedy known to man in the loss of a child, and saying, this is where I am, this is where God placed us and me. What can I do to, in some way, what can we do in some way to leave a mark and to leave a legacy and to leave a memory that is befitting to who Kovi was? What a beautiful statement of the godless Adam and the anivus, the modesty, the humility of man as well. We should be zocher to walk in the footsteps of Moshe Rabbeinu. We should be zocher to fulfill the statement of the Talmud of God's greatest essence being that of humility, and live quietly, humbly, reacting to every situation in our life with healthiness and with strength and with simcha. Thanks for calling in, and have a good day.